Oh, all right. Opening up the show, Music and Mayhem at Indie100.com with a little Kepler mission. That was UFO. Well, folks, today is a special day. It's a star-studded day. I have a very special guest in the studio with me, HGTV's design star, Sparkle Josh Johnson. He was on season 2 and most recently on the All-Star Show, which aired in August. You will know him immediately when you hear him and see him. And unbelievably, he has got a song out that is just phenomenal, which we're going to hear in a little while. Welcome, Josh.
Thanks, Tay Van. Can I call you that? Can I call you Tay? Is that your Brangelina?
You,
can I call you
T-Van?
T-Van. Oh, that's cool.
T-Van.
Yes,
yeah,
I love it.
You can call me T-Van. You can call me anything you want.
Awesome. It's so great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. What an honor to sit with you today and kind of chat and talk about what's going on.
I just want to tell, because the audience cannot obviously see you, they can only hear you. I just want to say, Josh is dressed impeccably in a silver shirt and black pants and these awesome leather shoes, and he's got a ring on his finger that's sparkly and cool, and his hair is perfect. And Julian Rios III, my co-host, and I are sitting here in wife beater shirts, okay?
I was about to say, we always want wife beater.
Don't leave out the 3 spanks. Okay. I've got 3 on, 2 mediums and an extra small.
Oh my God.
Okay, so
Seriously?
Don't let's get real about it.
Okay. I love it. Josh, what are you doing? What's going on with you?
Oh my gosh. Well, like you mentioned, most recently, back in August, I was on HGTV's Design Star All-Stars first season. And it was kind of like all the fan favorites got to come back and compete again in the pageant.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. So there was lots of gowns and rhinestones and crowns and people fighting about that. But no, it was, it's kind of like an American Idol for designers. Like
right.
We go in, we have challenges that we compete and try to, and it can be various and sundry situations. It's just you're kind of stuck in the with time limits and budgets and all those kinds of things, and you have to create something, and you're judged at the end,
right?
And then you just kind of go from show to show on that basis.
Now,
so
I watched you in the first season. I saw that the second season or
right.
whatever it was that
back
you're
when
on.
We were in Vegas,
right?
Yeah.
Right. And I have to ask you this, because now that I have you here. I mean, on the show, it always seems like, you know, everybody sort of, you know, has this little bit of, you know, jealousy or animosity towards the other people. But you guys are all really friendly with each other, right?
We are. And my cast that season, season 2, we were all such great friends. And I think that the people who cast us maybe didn't expect that. But we all liked each other so much that we couldn't be mad or, you know, claws couldn't come out and that kind of thing. So that was the most value to me of the whole experience, is that I got to know these great people.
Yeah.
And everyone was so friendly, and like we cared about each other after the fact. And it was, we realized it was a game we were playing. It wasn't, you know, so hardcore that we were going to be pitted against forever, you know,
right.
each other. So it was a great experience in that respect.
Well, that's
so.
Really cool.
So it wasn't like a design fight to the death.
No.
That would be
like,
a great idea.
I'm gonna
for a
design
show.
You, and then they're going to kill you.
Yes. Yes.
Hunger Games, but with like a design.
Right.
Star
but they
ed.
Kill you with design tools.
Right, right.
So like a computer or like
yeah, a chase lounge.
A chase lounge. Settee.
Yeah, settee. A chaise. Yes,
death exactly. By settee.
Death by settee. Right.
Well, you're going to wear houndstooth and you're just going to die.
Exactly.
Oh my
exactly.
God, that's funny.
Julian,
I have to ask you. Okay, first of all, I just want to say that, you know, last week you weren't on the show. And mm-hmm. I was very sad. And in fact, it rained. I think God was crying because you weren't here.
And, okay.
And,
it's okay, God. Yeah,
but
I'm
have to. We have to, you know, have to catch up and find out. And did you get laid since I last saw you?
No, I did not get
Holy
laid.
Holy crap. Julian,
no.
This is making it like, what is it, 9 months really? Like,
no,
I,
it's not 9 months.
How many months is it?
I don't know. I don't want to even count.
Well, someone's got to count because the bets are...
God counts. That's why he was crying. That was the real reason why he was crying. No, I honestly... To be honest, I haven't really gone out and tried to get laid at all in the past couple of months.
Oh, my lordy. We just, really... This is going to be...
I've been working on music and stuff. I've been busy.
All right.
I got to be honest.
All right.
I mean, I don't get me wrong. I totally love to have some lovely woman in my apartment with me. But
all naked,
and lathered up, and yada yada.
On a settee.
This sounds like a church conversation.
But it's actually been kind of good. I've kind of
you've been productive.
I have been really productive.
Rather than reproductive.
I've been grind.
I've been productive and not reproductive.
Okay.
But I've been working on a lot of music. Got a lot of new music.
Actually. All right. Well, that's cool. All right. Well,
it feels good
I'm
to be
still,
single.
I'm still ahead in the pool, so I'm just glad for that.
Well, I wish I had someone that could just fly in and bang me and then fly out. You know, like
yeah.
Oh, Kim and Kanye.
I know. I wish I had. Where's my Kim?
Oh my God.
Where's
All
my
right.
sugar mama?
On that note, let's listen to Fleshhound by the Raving Knaves, and then we'll come back with some more Sparkle Josh. Or maybe not.
You shimmy in your short skirt while you analyze Descartes. You start quoting Baudelaire. My logic falls apart. Your glasses never sit straight. Your shoulders are exposed. Your chaos theory formulae. I'm looking so composed. I'm a flesh hound, flesh hound. Flesh hound, flesh hound. I'm a flesh hound, flesh hound. I'm a flesh hound, flesh hound. Moon in your cupboard, got a wolf bane in your drawer, your cookbook on the countertop, I have never seen before. You talk about the Renaissance, I say I prefer Renoir. When your hair is falling in your face, I'll take you as you are. Pretend you don't know. We've been alone too many times to make it right, and it's no accident you call me late at night. And so you must think you're running this show. Don't look down. Be careful when playing. So high off the ground, I walk on. Will you walk out on me? I guess that's how it has to be. I gotta believe that you know the
truth about me now. I told all your friends my situation, and anyhow, it's old news. So tell me, what do I got to lose? I need a friend and I need a lover, I need more. You keep me hoping, but I've been down that road before. There's no doubt I need a healthier way out. Don't look down, be careful when playing around. On your pedestal high off the ground, I walk on, well, you walk out on. How it has to be. What a shame to be here standing at your side and to know you'll never cross that line.
Little Firefly by Dymaxion Vehicle. And before that, we heard How It Has to Be by Mr. Derek Nilsson. And before that, The Raving Knaves with Flesh Hound. Flesh Hound!
Flesh Hound!
Flesh Hound!
Flesh Hound!
Flesh Hound!
I like that should wake me up every morning.
I know, I love that
That's
song.
A ringtone.
Flesh
Hound!
Flesh Hound! And we've got Sparkle Josh in the house with us. Hey, hey.
Sparkling.
Here on Indie100.com with me, your host, Taylor Van Arsdale.
T-Van.
T-Van, as I'm now being called. I love it. Loving it. And you're listening to Music and Mayhem. A special thank you and a shout out to Mark Lamdansky and Carol Riordan of ButterfliesRadio.com for always rebroadcasting my show. Thank you, guys. We love you.
Love you.
Love you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you.
I love you. Okay. Josh.
All right.
Yes, yes.
All right.
All
right. Oh, no, here we go. Last night, Julian and I were on the phone together, and I don't know what happened, but I said, all right, and then he said, all right.
I was like,
and
all right.
Then, and I was like, all right.
I was like, oh, all right.
All right. And like, we couldn't hang up. We were like on the phone
for
10 minutes. It was
Taylor,
bizarre.
I'm going to say all right one more time, and then I'm going to hang up.
All right.
All right.
All right. Okay. So, back to our guest.
We're like 12 years
old. I'm enjoying
old.
This
I know,
show.
I know. We're
I
like,
am.
We're like two immature children. It's really bizarre.
And wife beaters.
And wife beaters. And Julian, you make me revert to, you know, idiocy whenever I'm around you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Josh, tell me, first of all, how'd you get the name Sparkle Josh?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, just it actually came from the first show, the second season I was on. There were two Joshes that were contestants. One was the Green Josh. Like, they called him Green Josh because he was into the environmental side of design and green design and, you know, saving the earth, which is awesome. Then you have me, who is like a hybrid of Della Reese and Charo with her, you know, like you have me with the from the South with the hairspray and the teas and comb and all that, you know, in the midst of everything. So that's how they made the differentiation between the two of us. There was Green Josh and Sparkle Josh.
Nice.
So that is the
that's
history.
How you got the moniker.
Yes, that's how I got the moniker 5 years ago. And so that's just stuck. And people that don't even know Josh I just answer to Sparkle most of the time. So
Sparkle.
Yes. And which is great. You know, I just come to realize that that's kind of the secondary
I
call.
Think it fits you, though. You are a sparkly person. Yeah. You're a shining bright star.
You're like
you walk
a glass
in the
of
room.
Champagne.
Yes, like a glass of champagne.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
I usually get Jessica Hahn, but all right.
With a raspberry.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
So, and now let's talk about your music for a second.
Sure.
Okay,
love to.
So
love to.
Your song is called Sparkle and Shine.
Yes.
And it features Sarah, a.k.a. Super Sass.
Super Sass.
Super Sass.
Yes.
She's awesome, by the way, on the
show. She's fantastic.
And she has a band called Jagstar.
Jagstar, yes.
She's been an indie rock performer for, what, 14 years?
Yeah, 13 or 14 years,
wow.
Yes.
Nice.
We actually went to college together, and we were in our show choir at college.
Oh, my God.
One of the original Glee situations, I think. But we became best friends and wrote music together, sang together, performed together in talent shows and things on campus and beyond campus. And just one, probably the only great, really, really close friend, best friend that I carried out of college.
Aww.
And we just stayed in contact. And she got married right out of college, and her husband and herself started a band.
Okay.
And Jagstar. And they had toured and the U.S. and abroad and have done everything known to man.
And they're still together.
Yes, they're still together.
I just want a quick shout out to my boyfriend, Bill Hemp of Dymaxion Vehicle.
Aww.
See, it can be done. You keep telling me that, you know, oh, you can't be in business with your girlfriend or your significant other. Ha ha. Yes, you can.
Right. Yes.
He's going to love that, right?
Ha ha.
Yes. Ha ha.
I want that as a sound clip. So every time someone says something to me, I'll be like, oh yeah? Ha ha. You're wrong. Ha 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 ha! Take that! Ha 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 ha!
Oh my god!
Okay, back.
Ha ha ha!
Oh my god! It's a laugh track.
Okay, so back to Super Sass.
Yes.
Okay.
So we the kind of the history of this song about 3 or 4 years ago, there was a pilot that I was doing for HGTV Network, and I wrote a song for the opener, and this was the song. And we, the fast forward to this year when I got back on Design Star All Stars, they came to me and said, hey, we want to use your song on the show. So we took the song and kind of extended it, made it, put a rap in it, put a verse in it, and really made it a great dance track. That's what we wanted, but something that signified what I was, the personality I brought to the show. And that's why we named it Sparkle and Shine.
I have to tell you, it's the catchiest little ditty I've heard.
Well, that makes my life.
Love
thank
it.
You.
I was so surprised to hear you sing. You have a great voice.
Well, thank you.
So yeah. Let's let everybody listen to Sparkle
so
and
excited.
Shine.
So excited. Thank you.
Hey, y'all. Listen up, y'all. It's time to get your sparkle on.
Everybody sparkle, everybody shine. Everybody wants to have a real good time. Glamour and excitement, calling out to you. Just don't wait forever while you're doing what you do. No one can wear it better than you, babe. Shine, shine. Go ahead and shine. Shine, shine. Everybody sparkle, everybody shine. Everybody wants to have a real good time. Glamour and excitement, calling out to you. Just don't wait forever while you're doing what you do.
Your design. Though the haters keep calling, Sparkle keeps amazing balling like Jay Hudson and Jay Holiday.
The shades for the sky.
He's the patriarch of spark and the hostess with the mostest. With the flair rhyming, that's set up your fair and faucet past this. The man in the mirror, dude, reinvent yourself. Out of the crazy claws and add a little sparkle sauce. Get rid of all the vicious
rock, rock, sparkle, existence.
Along with the divine to make you sparkle, make you shine, and make the person that you are inside your best interior design.
gotta make this score. I need to figure out the paces so I can mend my jaw. Thank you.
just passing by.
Welcome back to Music and Mayhem with me, your host, Taylor Van Arsdale, here on Indie100.com. That was Shadow Walking by Spaceship Days. We love Spaceship Days. They are moving and grooving and playing all over the place in North Carolina. They are actually going to be coming out for a mini California tour, in February. So that's something to look forward to. Before that, we heard Off to the Races. And before that, Follow Through, both by Glow. And then, of course, before that, we heard Sparkle and Shine by the incredible Sparkle Josh Johnson, who's here with us.
Hi.
It's
so awesome to hear that on the radio.
It's very cool. Fantastic. It's a really cool song. I really, really like it. And was so glad that you're here. So what would you like to speak about?
What I'd like to speak about.
What would you like to say to the listeners, our 3.5 million listeners worldwide?
Wow.
By the way.
Wow. please like me. exactly. Wow. Yeah, it's all the pageant training. You have to like blink and say, please like me. But I wanted to follow up also. We did a music video for that as well. And you can see that on sparklejosh.com.
Okay.
It's the first thing that comes up.
Awesome.
Or you can just, you know, search on YouTube under Sparkle Josh, Sparkle and Shine, or whatever, it should come up.
And it's a very cool video, too.
Well, thank you. And it's got Super Sass
in
it as well, doing the rap. And so we had a great time doing that.
And your clothes are awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I need you to come shopping with me and help me get a new look so I can stop wearing wife beater t-shirts.
Oh, it's all smoke and mirrors. It is.
Well, it's smoke me up. Smoke me up. I need some smoke, baby.
No, we had a blast doing that. And so we were just kind of making that to fatten up the song and, you know, to have that kind of commercial actually for the song.
Yeah,
so
I love
that's
it.
That's what we were planning to do with it.
I love it. It's really cool. You've got your hair all slicked back in that one shot where you're in a gray suit. It's like you look kind of, you know, serious and mean almost. But
I like it.
I know. It's like a totally different you. I'm like, wait a minute.
It's evil Sparkle Josh.
That's
evil,
right.
Sparkle.
Right. It's Darkle.
Darkle Josh. Darkle Josh. Oh my God. That's awesome.
Darkle
Josh.
That's what you need to do. The next video should be like
the movie
Darkle
voice.
All
and
shrouded and jaded. Yes. With a cigarette
Josh.
And a scarf. Stay out of my way.
I'll design the crap out of you.
I know.
Watch out for my settee.
Exactly.
I'll glue gun your ass down.
That's right. My glue gun on my keychain.
This summer, Sparkle Josh goes evil, turns into...
Dun, dun, dun.
Darkle Josh.
Appearing now at theaters everywhere.
That's exactly.
And then you have to do a scene from the movie, like real quick, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. And then Darkle Josh is like, don't fuck with me.
Yes, meltdown, just total meltdown every 2 seconds.
Gunshots.
That's right.
This summer, boom, 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 boom,
right.
Boom, boom,
boom. Yes.
Don't mess with me.
Exactly.
Darkle Josh.
That's right. Like a laser gun and a flat iron together.
And a flat iron.
Yeah.
A hair iron.
That's right.
Oh, that's great.
That's right.
Oh, jeez.
I'm crazy.
You are crazy. Weren't we talking a second ago and you said that you were talking about the girl problems and you're like, hey, you just wish you were gay because of the girl problem. I'm like, no. Because that, you would have the body of a guy but the mind of a girl. So that's not good. You're kind of getting both. So be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
God. Totally.
Right.
It's funny.
I like women, everybody. I swear. No one believes me anymore.
It's okay.
Because I smell good in the shower every day.
And you got that mustachio.
That's
the
dirty, dirty mustache.
I know. What is up with that?
It's so gross.
It makes you look sort of like, I don't know. Almost like a hipster biker.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's funny because I was writing a hipster song outside in my friend's backyard last night. I was playing it to his dog, and it was
like
a finger picking song. But it was
hope
called.
She's a little bitch.
I know.
No, it was a boy. His name's Cassius. He's a good doggy.
Okay,
he's a really good dog. I was writing him a song, but it was called.
Did he talk?
Shaky Voice is the name of the song. Shaky Voice. You say a word, and then at the end, you go like this.
I call that nervous audition voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host, Julian Rios, prepared out of his freaking mind, as always.
I was like, there's a dog in this backyard.
Oh, my God. Julian.
Pining for the star.
Seriously, if there was ever a case for anyone really needing to get laid, Julian Rios III.
I don't need women in my life.
Okay, honey.
I'm just gonna
turn your mic down now.
Oh, okay? My gosh.
We're okay.
That's what
good.
Trim Spa will do for you. I love it.
Shaky voice. Yes.
Well,
this is shaky.
So we're gonna listen to a little Reese and Claire.
Oh, yeah.
Try and pick up the mood here.
Speaking of women.
Hot women.
Beautiful.
She's hot. So... And she's very silent. She's kind of mute today.
She's coming. There she is.
There she goes.
From your sleeping, put your song into my mouth. Make me believe you are all I need to live. Oh, memory, breathe. Fold your hands over me. Hear the sound underneath the ground. A secret doorway to
Awaken Love by Miss Ree Sinclair. Hey, indie artists, let me tell you something. Mikey J, the creator of Artists and Music Awards, has put together his event, which is the Artists and Music Awards, entitled the Artists and Music Awards.
I think it's called the Artists and Music Awards.
I think
right?
It is. Yeah. Anyway, the event promotes independent artists and was created to honor and recognize the best independent music artists from around the world in 21 categories. So, if you are an indie band here in Los Angeles, please sign up on musicxray.com to be considered for the blowout event in February. It's going to probably be held at the Whiskey A Go Go on Sunset.
Which is an awesome venue.
It is an awesome venue. All right, so we're back. Sparkle Josh.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, dowdy.
Darkle Josh.
Darkle Josh.
I'm going to write that down.
Depends on the
yeah,
day.
Too, because God knows you'll probably forget it.
I probably
and,
will.
And if not, we will for sure. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what I'm saying.
She's making fun of my short-term memory.
I am.
Whatever, man.
All right, well, we've got a few minutes left. Where can people find you, Josh?
You can find me at sparklejosh.com. Facebook.com/SparkleJoshJohnson and follow me on Twitter at SparkleJosh. So if you can remember those two, you'll probably find me put Sparkle Josh together.
If we Google search Sparkle Josh, a bunch of stuff will come up and you can find anything you want about Sparkle Josh. And I want to see you on Glee. I want to see you
that
on some
big
shows.
That would be a dream sequence.
That's what I want to see. Sequence.
I'm actually discovering Sparkle Josh right now on Twitter.
Cool. Tweet something.
I'm going to tweet Sparkle Josh.
Okay.
Why don't we have a... Do we have a Twitter?
We do. It's called Music to Mayhem.
Why don't you get on that, Julian? I just got Twitter.
Bring some pot for the rest of us, okay? All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening and tuning into Indie100.com with me, your host, Taylor Van Arsdale. At least I think I am and still am Taylor Van Arsdale. Sparkle Josh being our guest today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Julian Rios III, my crazy ass co-host. Thank you. And let's listen to a couple more tunes before we take off here.
feet. Excited to see what the day's got for me and the people I might meet. With every step and every breath, a current runs right through me. With love and hope, here, hear every note. It makes a rope, wraps around me and pulls me in. Look in my eyes, feel the sparks deep inside. So let my day begin. Precious melody, but I took a chance and I learned the dance. Saw the way life could be. With every step and every breath, a current runs right through me. With love and hope, here, hear every note. It makes a rope, wraps around me and pulls me in. Look in my eyes, feel the spark. So let my day begin. There were some times when I tried, and I didn't really believe that I had it all this time. It makes a rope, wraps around me and pulls me in.